The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
Joining me now is Matt Bruce, who is the leader of Mindset and PTSD Ambassador at Happiness Co. And he's had a bit of a battle with PTSD in his life, but he's talking about the challenges faced by people that do very physically demanding work and how we balance our needs with mental health. With that on the line, Matt Bruce. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for being with us.
Morning, Mitchell. Thank you for having us.
So first of all, your story is that you dealt with a fair bit of PTSD. You were a soldier for a number of years. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Mitchell. I was a soldier in the Australian Army for 10 years. And then I had a bit of difficulty integrating to civilian life and then was diagnosed with PTSD and depression.
So what sort of challenges did you face while you were serving and while you were a soldier?
I did multiple deployments. And I served with as a support staff member with the SAS, so time in Afghanistan. And I guess probably some of the challenges I saw were, you know, rocket attacks, and there's a particular deployment that I faced when I was overseas in Jordan where exposed to a lot of graphic content when ISIS was moving into Syria, but also a lot of burnout, probably not enough emotional intelligence or awareness of what the effects of being away for so long was having on my actual physical body and then my mental health also.
And it's a really tough situation at the moment with the bushfires, because firefighters, a lot of them volunteers, are giving up a lot of time, and perhaps the requirement for firefighters is almost unprecedented. They're giving up so much time, and I just wonder if burnout might be a major concern that we have to deal with for the people battling the fires over there. I mean, it must be very physically demanding, very tough conditions out there, very hot conditions. I mean, you'd have some insights into that. How do we try and manage burnout better?
Yeah, absolutely. The human body can only go so far, and then I guess we use our mind to will it. And then there's so many substances that exist these days for us to kind of push our mind further, and that can be anything from coffee to extreme exercises to our phone or TV, etc. And our body starts to become nearly addicted to cortisol or adrenaline to get through the day. So firefighters that are working extreme hours that would go beyond what their body would normally be capable of, they're introducing large amounts of cortisol and adrenaline into their body just to get through the process, and they're in a very kind of fight or flight stimulation. There's some really cool stuff that exists from a mindfulness perspective or a meditation perspective or breathing perspective that firefighters can actually start to use after they've finished their service, that when they come back to their home, they come back to their family, they can just consciously be aware of what their physical body and what their mind is doing, and actually put some time and effort into trying to just relax and settle down, rather than actually just being caught in this fight or flight mode and this survival. They can just go on living that way for years to come. So it's very important that they kind of come back down to earth. And there's some really amazing techniques and apps that exist these days for firefighters and soldiers, but unfortunately there's just not enough education in those areas at the moment.
How do people try and identify the early signs of burnout within themselves?
The fact that they might be having trouble sleeping at night is a really good indicator, because when we have too much cortisol in our body, it can affect our melatonin, and then also we can really struggle to wake up in the morning when we have really, really heavy eyes, and we notice that there's actually like a quite a sharp change in how we actually get out of bed in the morning. That can just give us some clues that our cortisol might be high, and it might actually be affecting our hormones, and then therefore we're struggling to get into the day. So there's some really good signs of burnout and adrenal fatigue, and probably a trip to the naturopath is the next step beyond that.
Yeah, and what sort of things can a naturopath do when it comes to trying to combat burnout?
They have some really amazing tests these days. They can do like a pre-awakening cortisol response. So they can get 6 saliva tests throughout the day and then see where your actual cortisol, where your cortisol hormone is at. And then based off that reading, then they can give you some further supplements to just kind of help bring that down. And that was really, really big for me, Mitchell. After coming back and having been diagnosed with PTSD, seeing psychiatrists, etc., a trip to the naturopath and having some some natural herbs to counterproduct some of the cortisol that I was making in my body, and then taking some, introducing some things such as sleep hygiene, so staying off your phone and hopping into bed, trying to stay away from white light at night, and just being cautious of not trying to eat too many sugary foods to allow your cortisol and adrenaline to spike. And then that was a very big turning point in my mental health battle, through me treating my physical body and through treating my burnout. Then my mental health would reflect that. I think often our mind is just trying to create stories and trying to make sense of why our body is so far out of alignment.
Can you give us some insights into what it's like? How do you feel when you sort of first return to civilian life? And perhaps for our firefighters, what's it like if you've been doing the same thing day in, day out, fighting fires and dealing with some real challenges, and then to suddenly go back to home life? How does that feel?
The word would be like hypervigilant, which is also kind of edgy, and wanting to be somewhere on time, or you might start to get a little bit angry at your partner for no real reason, or you might become frustrated just through normal simple tasks. And then this is really the body just starting to produce levels of stress, or the mind starting to produce levels of stress that feels normal. So if you think that a firefighter is out fighting the fire and he's actually got a large amount of cortisol and stress hormones through his body, when he comes home, if he's not producing those same levels, then sometimes they can actually start to act or behave in a way to just kind of start to create the level of stress that they've now come accustomed to via fighting the fires.
And do you think there's more we could do to perhaps look at things like rostering and how we utilize resources? And this is not necessarily just with firefighters, but in the military. How can we actually prevent these sorts of things from happening in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. I full-heartedly believe that PTSD is something that... for a majority of soldiers is something that's preventable, and that's just more of an education and awareness, and then teaching people tool sets of how to change, and these tool sets are freely available. They exist on everyone's phone and apps, etc., and a lot of them are just meditation and mindfulness apps, but I guess a lot of the awareness and the education isn't there around the why we're using these apps and what they're actually doing and how they're changing our state of our nervous system. So once a firefighter, a soldier or a police officer understands the why and they have the education around it, then the choice is a lot easier for them to implement, to take, to use these apps, etc.
When did you first discover meditation and mindfulness, and how did that come about?
I think I started an app after I left the army, and my headspace just wasn't where it used to be. I didn't have my mental clarity and I was kind of really struggling, so I just started a Headspace app, it was called. So it's a freely available app from the Apple or Google store, Headspace. And somebody can download that, and it's a very powerful app. It's set for beginners, and you know, there's so many benefits in meditation, and probably one of the best benefits in today's modern age is it allows us to get into our parasympathetic nervous system, which also, we have our sympathetic nervous system and our parasympathetic nervous system. And when we're fighting fires, we're in our sympathetic nervous system, we're in this fight or flight response, and then that can, we can get stuck in that. And then when we come home, we're not actually relaxing, we don't know how to switch off, and we don't know how to turn ourselves off. So these apps are really good at allowing us to actually just consciously hop back into our parasympathetic nervous system, which allows our heart rate and our body to just kind of rest and digest, and then our mental health can reflect that.
How long does it take to overcome burnout, particularly, say, in your case, when you worked for so long in the military and then returned to civilian life? How long would it take to get over everything, if you can, ever can actually get over everything, and then be in a position to return to firefighting or back into the military again?
I'd say personally for me, it's been about an 18-month journey, and I'd say 12 months of that has been around burnout, and at some points I haven't even had enough energy to walk around the block, Mitchell, so... Yeah, it's been a like an ongoing process, and I'm starting to get back to probably the healthiest and the clearest I've ever felt in my whole entire life. And yes, it's taken a lot of work and a lot of commitment, but I guess it's dependent for each person. And I guess one of the main things to explain here is that everyone is different and how they relate to stress. So depending on your family dynamic and how you've been brought up and what some of your gene pools are is how you're going to relate to stress different. So some firefighters might go out there and come back and be fine, and some firefighters might not. And that has a lot to do with how we're actually relating to stress and what some of our behaviours are and what our coping mechanisms are. So I guess if there's any firefighters out there, any friends of firefighters, I'd just say for them to speak up and to express themselves. If they are struggling or they are feeling tired and they are feeling burnt out, there's nothing wrong with expressing yourself to somebody that you feel comfortable to, and that's a really good step for you to actually start to get the help that you need and start to move in a healthy direction. By us not expressing ourselves, we're kind of moving in an unhealthy direction.
So if someone in your family or a friend of yours is going through this, how do you start that conversation if you want to really look after them, but it's clearly tough to just start talking about burnout to someone?
Yeah, I believe sometimes when we're in our burnout state, we're pretty unaware because we're in our sympathetic nervous system, so we're not actually taking the time to slow down and have self-inquiry and look at some of our actions. We're very stimulated and we're always facing outwards. So often one of the best techniques could just be to inquire with the person, ask them how they're going, and also maybe just act as a mirror. So they can just say to them, are you aware that your behaviour looks like this? You don't have to put a negative or positive label to that. You don't want to actually assign their behaviour to be negative, so then the person becomes more triggered or pushes you away. It's just bringing a certain behaviour to the awareness. Now, if their behaviour is brought to their awareness, then they have the option to reflect on that, and then they can actually start to see some of their behaviours themselves and then realise that, this is not the behaviour that I had before I went to fight the fires, and then they might be more aware that they need to make some healthy choices to come back to themselves.
Look, thanks so much for being on the program. I think this is a very important issue. I think my concern is that it's a bit of a ticking time bomb, so to speak, in that the firefighters are out dealing with this now, and I think the problems are going to be something we'll face in the coming months after everyone returns and when things start to settle down. So thank you very much for bringing this to our attention.
Agreed, Mitchell. I'd just like to put our hand up from the Happiness Co. So if there's any people that are listening out there that are involved in the fires, etc., that are struggling from a burnout perspective, and they would like to get in contact with the Happiness Co, we'd love to reach out to them and kind of help support them. We're a pre-mental health organisation, so we focus on trying to eliminate mental health issues before they begin and trying to give people emotional intelligence or the awareness that they need. So if anyone out there is listening that they'd like to reach out to the Happiness Co, you can find us online. Just send us an email and we'll get back to you.
Thank you very much. Matt Bruce there from the Happiness Co.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.